Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Again, tune into, are you, it's personal, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time from Hopper Woods, Michigan. Well, on tonight we have none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King from the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word on tonight. So as I always let the listeners know, please get your Bibles, get your pens and your paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King as he gets ready to share another word from the Lord with us on tonight. We're getting ready to go into prayer right now, but I'm asking all listeners, if you would please keep the following people in your prayers. And it is true. God's word lets us know it's true. He said the fervent prayers of the righteous still avail as much. We want to continue to lift up the families of Sister Mary Abraham. We celebrated her homeborn service on today. What an awesome celebration that was on today. We want to continue to keep Minister Saran Rambis, his mother Rosie Rambis, and that entire family in prayer. Also, we want to continue to pray for Brother Turner Hughes' family. He made his heavenly transition. His homegrown service will be next Saturday. We want to continue to lift up his family. Also, we want to continue to pray for Lavinia Brown out of California. Her mother made her transition on last night in California. So we want to not only continue to pray for these families that we just named off, but all those that are bereaved on tonight that we know of and that we don't know of. We also want to continue to pray for those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. I'm asking all listeners if you would continue to keep my Uncle Jeff Hogue, in your prayers from Alabama. He has been given 2 months to live by his doctor due to his cancer, but we know that God still has the final say. No matter what the physical doctors say on earth, God still has the final say, and he can still turn that situation around. So we want to continue to keep Uncle Jeff Hogue and our aunt, his wife, Aunt Eola Hogue, keep them in prayer. And also those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come together as your children once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are, because you're truly worthy of our praise no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through. You're worthy of our praise. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you still are a promise keeper, and you're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King, his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions so that our work with you on earth will not be in vain, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up all those families that we just called off by name, and even those that we don't know of, but we know that you know all about it, and you know every situation. So we lift up every family that's in the hour of grieving and bereavement right now. We ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen their hearts. Help them to remember that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal, and help them to continue to look to the hills on which comes their help. We also continue to pray for those that are sick and afflicted. We lift up Uncle Jeff Ho. We continue to lift him up in prayer, because we know that prayer do change things. And we know that no matter what the doctor said, the physical doctor, we know that you are the chief physician and you have the final say. So we know that you can turn that situation around. So we just place Uncle Jeff Holt in your hands. We know that your will is going to be done however you see fit for it to be done for your glory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace, even on tonight. Heavenly Father, we just bless your name. Thank you for your son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. Thank you that his blood was not shed in vain. His blood still works, and it will never lose its power. So now, Lord, we pray that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you get the glory. Have your way through Pastor Norman King on tonight. It is our prayer in the name of Jesus that your word through Pastor King on tonight will be received, that should there be any listeners that's not saved in Jesus' name, they would hear this word, they will receive it, and they will open their mouth, confess their sins, and ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight. So we just thank you in the name of Jesus for those that are even incarcerated behind prison bars all over the United States that are hearing this message, this worldwide platform. Continue to move by your spirit, even behind prison bars, if you get the glory in every situation, in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we just pray that you would just have your way on tonight. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully dials in. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in through social media platforms around the world, and also those, again, that are incarcerated behind prison bars. Continue to bless them all and grant them all the desires of their hearts that's going to give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight's scripture proof of thought comes to us saying, it's a form of a question for every saved believer. Are you, it's personal, are you truly fulfilling your God purpose? Only you can answer that. I can't answer that for you. I can answer it for myself. Again, the spiritual proof of tonight comes to us in the form of a question, personal. Are you truly fulfilling your God purpose? I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. Before Pastor Norman King comes on, he's going to share with us a song. And the song is titled Fully Committed. So after he has shared his selection, musical selection or song with us on tonight, we're going to have him go ahead and get it to share God's word with us. So I pray again that every listener that has tuned in, that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King. And I want to give a shout out real fast to my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and also my church family, Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is located in also in Harbor Woods, Michigan. Also, we want to keep his sister, Minister E. Jane Ellis, keep her in your prayers as well. She had hip surgery about 2 weeks ago, so she's still home recovering. She has been on this worldwide platform delivering God's word twice. You all may remember Minister E. Jane Ellis. So that's my pastor's, one of his sisters. So we want to continue to keep her lifted up in your prayers. So right now, Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you. But we're going to open up the phone lines after you conclude with tonight's message. We will be opening up the phone lines again for anyone that may have a question for him pertaining to tonight's message, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so following tonight's message. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. So humbly grateful for the abiding presence of Almighty God. Thank God for the privilege and the honor from God. Amen. For giving me the ability to be here tonight. Humbly grateful. I say it again. Thank you, Brother James. Pray your strength. Continue to stay humble for God. Allow God to use you. Come to you tonight.
Amen.
This song, one of my favorite songs. Got several, but this one here is fitting for the word that the Lord has given me tonight. It said, I'm called Fully Committed by Kingdom. Listen.
Pastor King?
Yes.
Pastor King?
Yes.
Your song
yes.
is breaking up. We can barely...
Barely hear it?
Your song is breaking up. We can barely hear it. It's breaking up in different parts.
Okay.
That's good. Thank you.
Bless you, God bless you, God bless you. That song right there means a lot to me. And like I said, in this day and time we're in right now, especially, we have got to be humble. We have got to be fully committed. And I got an illustration tonight that I'm going to share about one of the apostles in the Bible who was fully committed once something happened in his life. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, I give you my all in all. I thank you from whom all blessings flow. I pray for those under the sound of my voice, wherever they may be, you know where they are. I pray that they be humble and they allow you to open their minds and their ears up to hear you and not me. And we say thank you, Lord. We pray for those that James mentioned earlier, and I pray for those that may just be indecisive tonight, Father God, that they just allow themselves, Father God, to be ministered to and not to be tight, but to just be at peace and be loose and let the Holy Spirit minister to them. We ask thee blessing tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let the redeemer of the Lord say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. So tonight, I'm going to be covering a few scriptures, but my key scripture is coming from 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. I'm going to read two verses, but I'm going to cover all the verses. But my main ones is 1 Corinthians 9, verses 16 and verse 22. King James 16 says, "For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel." Verse 22, "To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means, save some. And for a message topic tonight, I will use a change has come over me. A change has come over me. Now, I'm going to use another scripture to talk about a change that come over the apostle, and that's in Acts, the 9th chapter, 3rd and 4th verse. It says, as he was approaching Damascus on this mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone down around him. This is the NLT. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? I feel that those two scriptures are fitting, but I also want you who hear me tonight to put yourself in this location, amen, that allow, amen, the change that has come over you to be intimate way, amen. It's however you experience, amen, that change that came over you. And if it has not yet, and maybe you tonight, it's going to be your time, your moment, amen, that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Or maybe tonight you may be the one who will backslide, amen. And maybe this change from this message tonight by way of the Holy Spirit may touch you in a way. But just remember that allow the Holy Spirit full reign. And my question tonight is, what motivates you? Amen. And what must you change? Amen. And understand that God done did it. You hear me? I'm going to say it again. God done did it. Amen. Because we have to be intimate, hallelujah, with God. Amen. But in order to be that way, we have to be fully committed. Amen. With that being said, I mean, we got to be focused, and we got to be focused. Amen. We got to stay true to God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Stay true, because for the time, as the Bible fulfilled itself continually every day, where it says a time will come when people will be so ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of. And that's where we are right now. Amen. We are there. Amen. And we, God wants us to be able to identify really what's going on. Amen. And not get caught up. Amen. Not get caught up in what he says, she says. Not caught up in what the philosophers are saying, not be caught up in what all the scientists are saying, but hear what God has said, not what God is saying, but know God has already said it. Because you know what? This too shall come to pass, because God does not lie. Amen? And then another charge I want to give you tonight, amen, is that we may stay humble to God. Amen? I reemphasize, know that God can't lie. Amen? All these things, what, shall come to pass. Amen. Hebrews 5 says, forsake not, what, the assembly shells like some, because we live in a time right now, people, the COVID and all those things that has happened, and people still is separate, amen. But, okay, listen. If you go everywhere else and you are doing that, amen, make sure next, amen, with God through obedience. I talked about my dear brother, the superintendent, amen. I was serving somebody the other day. I said that, you know, I caught the tail end of his message one time. And I said, the only thing the Holy Spirit had me to encourage the brother was just thank God for you being what? Obedient, amen. And that's what I'm saying tonight to someone who hears, man, just be obedient, amen. Don't try to be competing with anybody else, amen, and looking over yonder. Oh, come on, somebody. Just be obedient to God, amen. But tonight, it's Paul. Paul was what was sharing, amen. He had something that had come over him, amen. And he, in these passages tonight, it's going to give you an illustration, amen, of a minister and what it is to that compels the minister, amen. In Paul's illustration, he's compulsion to preach the gospel, amen. And what that compulsive word means is that the act or state of forcing or being forced to do something, constraint, amen, an irresistible urge to behave in a certain way, especially against one's conscious wishes, amen. So in other words, Paul had made his mind up, y'all.
He said, I'm not going to let anybody or anything stop me from doing what God ordained me to do, because my change, a change, is what come over me. Some of you tonight,
yeah,
is battling with things in your life. Amen. But just in Revelation, it talks about the people who have lost their first love. Amen. See, if you have lost that,
yeah,
first love, if you have lost that zeal. See, Paul, he also talked about where the Romans were very zealous. Come on. Amen. But they lacked knowledge. Amen. So I'm going to say to you tonight that if that's you, then repent and get yourself back where you were. Amen. When you first loved God. Amen. And understand that that change that came over you then, it's still, it's hovering. It's still waiting on you. So Paul had been through so much, amen, and he had talked in these passages about accountability, amen, and judgment. He talked about his fate is sealed if he preached the gospel, amen. Verse 16 says, and I said again, the last part says that, let me back up. It says, but for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. I like this part right here. It says, for necessity. Come on. Come on now. For necessity is laid on me. Huh? My question to you tonight, is it upon you? It's the necessity or the need for you to be sold out and to be fully committed to God. Is it upon you right now? Amen. And if it's not, this is your night to get it right with God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, man, yeah, allow change, amen, to be stirred up in you. Come on, come on, amen. He said, I need you to be focused, because you're in a time that I need you to be what? Obedient, amen. And Paul talks about accountability, and we see a lot in today's church. Come on, amen. There's not the accountability that God is required and that God has commanded to be held upon, amen. And we got to get back right, amen. Let's hold people up. Let's first of all be accountable ourselves, and let's hold folks accountable, amen, so we can get ourselves back in line, amen. So as we look at Paul, we look at here that he had a compulsion. In other words, he comes to the conclusion that I must preach the gospel, amen. Paul did glory because he was called to be a minister, amen. Being a preacher of the gospel was not a reason for glory. Come on, he was humble, y'all, any more than being a businessman or a professional is a reason for glory. Paul, look here. He very clearly says, though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. Come on, come on. You know why? Because necessity laid upon him. I'm going to reemphasize. It's necessity laid upon you, amen. It's a woe to you if you're not sure the good news, amen. You got to have a made-up mind.
Yeah.
Come on, come on. Don't allow yourself to be imitators of men, amen. Be who God called you, be who ordained you to be, amen. The word means, okay, I'm going back to necessity laid upon him. The word means to what? To be pressed, amen, to compel, and it requires a duty bond to preach the gospel. So Paul had made his mind up. He said, in other words, his, going back to what's that? Going back to Acts 9, 3 and 4, when that light came down, come on, y'all, and his, and a change had come over him. My word to you tonight has come over you, amen. And if so, amen, what are you doing about it, amen? Are you staying humble? See, God had called Paul to preach the gospel, amen. Therefore, it was his charge. What's your charge tonight? What has God called you to do, amen? Don't try to mimic another man. Try to do what somebody else wants you to do. Just take it from Paul's approach, amen. God had called Paul to preach, amen. So Paul had acknowledged that it was his charge, his work, his business, his call in life, amen. He could not do otherwise, amen. Is your mind made up? Is he fully committed to God? Amen. In other words, Paul was compelled to preach, amen. You may be in this, you know, my dad always said, okay, let me slow down. I'm talking fast like mama now, so let me slow down so I can be clear. Amen. Amen. I get excited when I preach the word of God, and I take off. So let me calm down. I want to make it clear. Amen. Paul was compelled to preach. He had not chosen to be a preacher. Now, some folks want to be. No, no, no. This example, illustration, like children, Paul did not choose to be a preacher. His preaching was a matter of duty. Amen. Other words, I got a footnote that says, no matter what. Come on, somebody, man. No matter what, I'm going to preach this gospel. No matter what, I'm going to live this life according to God. What? If I got to be ostracized from these folks, I'm going to be ostracized, amen, because I understand, I acknowledge that it's a matter of duty. If, talking about Paul again, if he did not preach, he would be disobeying God. Now, I'm not saying you got to be a preacher, but whatever God calls you to do tonight, amen. If you don't do it, you
That's
are disobeying God and would miss the very purpose of your life upon this earth. Amen. Going back to the scripture where it says, Mark 16:15 says, and he said, Jesus said, unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. The word. Be instant in season and out. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. 2 Timothy 4:2. Amen. If there was a call that come out in Isaiah 6:8, and I received this call myself personally, amen, and I'm quite sure you have too. It says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, come on, James, whom shall I send and who will go for? Then said, I, here am I, send me. Amen. I just want to share some words tonight. I want you to be encouraged tonight. Amen. And another angle of this message tonight, I'm going to get back to accountability. Amen. Paul, he faced judgment. And he said, woe if he fails to preach. So we got to understand that if we, and your calling may be something different, because in Romans 11:29 says, the gifts and calling of God is irrevocable. So we all have one. Amen. And don't fail God. Don't fail yourself by not doing what God has called you to be, to do. Amen. Paul goes back and reemphasize the necessity. One of the major reasons Paul was driven to preach the gospel was the terrible judgment that he would face if he failed. Do you have
any
conviction tonight? Amen. Are you convicted by your disobedience tonight? Amen. Do it bother you if you don't do what God say do, or do you just go like it's no problem? Amen. I'm trying to give somebody a stir tonight. Amen. The word woe means that when he stood before God, he would have to face some terrible regret, some terrible distress, some terrible disaster. Amen. And what I'm trying to say tonight is that I hope this word tonight will stir you in a way, amen, stir you in a way to get yourself back in line. If Paul preached the gospel willingly, he had a reward, amen. But if he preached unwillingly, a dispensation of the gospel was still committed to him. So whether you do or don't do, we have an accountability, and God is still holding us responsible for being obedient to our call, amen. And we got to be faithful to our call. It simply means that he was still, even if he did it unwillingly or if he refused to do it, amen. I'm trying to say something tonight. I'm trying to get somebody a stir. The word dispensation means a stewardship, a trust. The steward was a manager of a large household or estate, amen. The minister of God is the manager of God's household and estate. I'm just trying to give you a little footnote now, amen. Once God had called Paul to preach, the stewardship and trust of preaching was his. Amen. So once God has called you, called me, amen, to whatever he called us to do, we have to take ownership of it. Amen. And trust God through the process. Amen. Because we own it. It's yours. Amen. Whether he followed through and preached did not matter. He was still responsible for preaching. And see, Paul took that serious, y'all. Amen. So whether you do what God called you to do or not, you still are going to be held accountable. Amen. The call to preach the gospel is an awesome responsibility. God places the stewardship of the gospel into the hands of the persons he calls. Come on. Don't try to imitate. Be who God has called you to be. Amen. If you got a question, take it to the Lord. Amen. Is that all right, y'all? Amen. God has his gospel, the stewardship of it, into the hands of the person he calls. I'm reemphasizing. Amen. I'm reemphasizing. Whereof I am made a minister. I'm going back to the scripture. This Colossians 1:25. It says, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. You see, Paul is letting it be personal. I want to give a charge to somebody. You know who you are. Amen. You got to take this call, this assignment that God has given you serious. And that's what Paul is sharing. I'm going to read this verse over again. Colossians 1:25. I'm going to read it again. Whereof I am made a minister. Amen. I didn't choose it. I was made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me. What? For you. Sometimes, you know, I love how superintendent, he comes forth with the word. He coming with it now. He coming with a full force. Amen. I thank you, superintendent. And that's what Paul's saying tonight. Paul is saying, look here, I got to let you know. This was up. You want to know what's up? This was up. Amen. I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Amen. That's all right, y'all. That's all right there. Look here. But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust, let me start over. But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, come on, James, but God, which tried our hearts first. Thessalonians 2:4. Amen. I thank God. Amen. It's so much word. God is an awesome God, y'all. Amen. It says in Titus 1:3 says, but has in due times manifested his word through preaching. Here we go, y'all. Which is committed unto me. See, it's still personal, y'all. Take it personal. According to the commandment of God, our Savior. Amen. Mm-hmm. So let me talk briefly about the reward. Amen. My time is good. The reward. Amen. The minister's reward is that he gains the satisfaction of preaching the gospel freely, not by constraint. Amen.
That's right.
I thank God for my assignment. Amen. I remember years ago, I was teaching Bible study one Wednesday night. And I drove from Charlotte to Greensboro, fighting the traffic and everything. And then nobody showed up. I got mad Moses. Amen. I got mad like Moses, huh? I packed my stuff up and left. Amen. Got down the road, and the Holy Spirit convicted me. He said, look here, if you say I gave you a word, who do you think you are to get mad because anybody show up? Hey, come on now. Come on, huh? And I learned. I learned that night that if God gives you a word, don't be dependent on folks to come. Amen. If God gave you a word, you let go of that word. Amen. The next time I come from Charlotte and a person, nobody was there at first, right? I started letting go, James. Amen. And this lady came in and she thought the church packed because I was in there letting it go. Amen. Come on. She coming there. She walked in there like, you know how you do. They tiptoe and hold a finger in the air, right? Anyway,
that's right.
And I was laughing inside because I know she probably was just shocked. That man in here, he preached like the whole church is packed. Well, it was packed. Amen. Not with the sister. Come on, y'all. All right, okay. Enough of that. Amen. So let's get back. Amen. Paul had power. Amen. Paul had the power, that is, the right to be paid by the Corinthians church, but he did not receive payment. Why? Because he wanted the reward of preaching the gospel free of charge. What was the reward? You see, that's, amen. Are you willing to do this work for the Lord without any pay? Or would you have
amen.
Okay, I'm giving y'all the illustration of Paul here, right? The privilege of seeing people saved free of charge, amen. That should be our focus, amen.
Yeah.
Not focused on the money, not focused on the contract, but are you concerned about people getting saved, amen? The
amen.
Confidence of the
yeah.
him that he was free of greed. If we need someone these days and time to be willing to do it for nothing, come on, amen. Be more concerned about their souls. Proverbs 11:30 says, man who saves souls is wise, amen. This lesson I'm giving tonight, it's clear. We must preach out of necessity, not for money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
saying
you shouldn't get no pay, but it should be a priority. And number one, it should be out of necessity. Amen. We must minister for the purpose of helping people and not to get gain. Come on. Amen. Come on. Amen. We must serve people and not use people. Amen. This is all right, sir.
That's
almost done. Paul did sometimes support his. See, we got all these illustrations, y'all. See, here, look, in Acts 18:3, listen to this. Acts 18:3. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought. For by their occupation, they were tent makers. So, other way, Paul was saying, you see, when we get them scriptures, amen, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13 and Philippians 4:19, where it says, but my God shall supply all my needs. Okay, you know how it finished, right? Are you willing to trust God? Amen. In other words, if you want to hold back, not do, not give, who are you trusting in? Who are you putting your confidence in? Amen. See, I'm getting excited again. Let me slow down. Amen. But anyway, you get my point. Amen. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Amen. So the minister of the gospel should constantly search his heart and make sure his heart is pure and cleansed from any wrong motive. Amen. Acts 28 says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to the flock. Here we go, y'all. Over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. Amen. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lust, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over heritage, but being examples to the flock. That's 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verses 2 and 3. Amen. The method. Okay. The method. And this comes in my last area right here. The method. Amen. To become all things to all men. Paul says that he was what? Free from all men. That is, he was not obligated to conform to any man's ideas or opinions. Amen. He had been set free, where? In Christ, and was obligated only to be conformed, what? To Christ. Amen? But Paul surrendered himself, actually made himself a servant to all men. Why? So that he might win more men, what? To Christ.
That's right.
To Christ. Amen? Paul going along with the opinions of and custom of others does not mean, I'm trying to explain now, it does not mean that he was compromising his conviction nor being two-faced. It means that he was getting next to men, gaining their confidence and trust so they would pay attention to his witness, come on somebody, for Christ, amen. So Paul become as Jews to the Jews, amen, that is to those who were under the law. Come on now. I'm winding down, y'all. When Paul was ministering to the Jews, he went along with their customs and laws just as long as nothing violated his walk in Christ. Come on now, amen?
Look out now. Watch it. Yeah.
All right, come on. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. That's Romans 10:4. Now, Paul's standard was Christ. What's your standard? Amen. Paul said it was Christ. Amen. But he placed himself under the law when ministering to the Jews in order, here we go, y'all, in order to get next to them and win their confidence and trust so he could do what? Witness to them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Paul compromised with the Jews when a principal, let me start over. Paul compromised with the Jews and all others when a principal was involved. Get a chance to read Acts 21:18-27. It is a good example of just how far he will go to gain interest. What? For what? For the gospel. Amen. However, mm-hmm. when a principal was, hear me now, I'm teaching now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. However, when a principal was at stake, I mean, he would not budge an inch. Amen. Paul became a non-religious to those who did not observe the law. But a critical fact is this. He does not mean he become lawless or immoral. He still obeyed the law of God. That is, he was always under the law of what? To Christ. He still obeyed the will of Christ, which actually includes the commandments of God and more. But Paul went along the customs and lifestyle of the heathen, just so they would not violate the law of Christ. Amen. I know I'm in some areas that sometimes maybe someone never had heard this before, but I'm just trying to give you an example of how we got to be like Paul and become all things to all men, that we may have opportunity to share with them the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. He lived as a Gentile, went among them in order to do what? Get next to them and to win them for Christ. In other words, he had a plan. Amen. And amen. Paul become weak to the weak Christians. That is, he went along with their petty rules and regulations. He refrained from doing some things that were perfectly legitimate. He conformed to their ideas and opinions just to have an open door to help them grow in Christ. I'm going to
stand
right there. I thank God for his word tonight. I thank God for the opportunity. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to you, I give you praise, honor, and glory. I pray that someone has heard and someone has received the word that you give me to speak tonight. I ask these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, in closing, James, I got a word I want to encourage them with tonight. In closing, encouraging and challenging you to seek intimacy with God every day. Encouraging and challenging you to seek intimacy with God every day. God bless. It's in your hands, James.
Listen, that word on tonight kind of ties in with tonight's spiritual food for thought. Are you truly fulfilling your God purpose? So you kind of broke that down, you know, and it's used, like you were saying in the message. It is personal. What has God called you to do that's going to give him glory in the earth? Are you fulfilling what God called you to do? Do you even know what God called you to do? He didn't call everybody to be a preacher. Everybody cannot be the pastor. So that is somebody got to be in the choir. Somebody got to be working in the kitchen. Somebody got to be the janitor. Somebody got to be, you know, the security or an usher or a nurse in the body of Christ. So do you even know what your God purpose is? So has that change come over you that Pastor King just talked about? A change has come over me. I like how you broke it down with all these different scriptures, Pastor King. And you know me. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm going to be taking notes when the word is going forth, and I do take notes. And I have all these scriptures that ties into tonight's message. What an awesome, powerful word that applies to every believer in Jesus Christ on tonight. So not your pastor, not your mother, you. What? You know, have that change come over you to be fully committed to your God purpose, to fulfilling it in the earth, that God get the glory out of your life? So, Pastor Norman King, I just want to say to you, as you always encourage other people, I want to say to you, I want to encourage you as well in the Lord on tonight. You know, everybody that comes and saying that they have been called and anointed and appointed by God, we know that that's a lie. God calls whom he chooses. And some people just nowadays, and the world is so crooked and so evil and perverse that men and women are now going online on the internet, and they go into these different websites obtaining their ministerial license and being said they have been ordained and because they have been called by God. But they know that God has not called them. They called themselves. And they went to the internet, and they went in there in that college or whatever, that school they went to get a degree for a couple of hours, and they studied, and they passed a test, and they gave them a degree over online because they paid the money to get a minister's license. But you got to make sure that you are truly called and anointed and appointed by God to preach his word. So that's what you are doing, Pastor Norman King. So we just thank you for standing on the wall. You don't let anything stop you. I like how you broke that down about how you got upset when you went to the other Charlotte to preach and nobody was there. And you felt like Moses. I do understand that feeling. And I'm sure the other people that's on the line now that are in really truly kingdom builders and being doers of God's word probably at one time or another felt the same way. But we have to stay true to our calling and know that God called you to do whatever it is that he called you to do. And if you're going to do it, and no matter what comes what may, you're not going to let anyone or anything stop you from fulfilling your God purpose. So I thank you for this word on tonight. A change has come over me. Thank you so much, Pastor Norman King. Now I am getting ready to open up the phone lines for anyone that has dialed in on tonight. And as we know that we do have a lot of people that dials in, and but they are not, you know, they don't make any comments or give any feedback, but we still thank God for you. And I'm so grateful that this ministry is heard through prisons all over the United States. Even those of you that are listening right now that are incarcerated behind prison bars, God can still use you to be a vessel, to be a witness, even behind prison bars, that he still gets the glory out of your life, even though you may be incarcerated behind prison bars. So right now, the phone lines are open. Someone needs to mute their phone or turn their TV or television or radio down, please, in the background. Could you turn your TV or radio down, please? The phone lines are open right now for anyone that have dialed in. If you want to give Pastor King words of encouragement, or if you've been blessed by this word on tonight, you have an opportunity to let it be known now. The phone lines are open. Anyone?
Good evening, Pastor King and Brother Brown. How y'all doing this evening?
All right.
All right. Amen. Praise God. Brother King, thank you for that word tonight, because I learned something, that God still holds us responsible even if we do not use our calling, that he holds us responsible to that. But what I have a little question I want to ask you is, does it always take something devastating to happen to us before the change can take place and we do the will of God?
No, it don't always take that. I mean, we hope that we get it right before then, but no, it don't always take that.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, so we don't have to be like Paul.
Hey. The old folks used to have a saying, say, you get it right before it get everlasting too late.
All right.
I know that's right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
So
God
hope,
bless you.
Sister Grant. Yeah, amen.
Sister Grant, I want to thank you for that question.
Yes.
That was a very valid, very valid question. You know, God still hold us accountable, I like that question. That was a good question, because somebody else probably wanted to ask that question. They may not be on the line right now and could not ask that question. They may be behind prison bars and could not ask that question. But that was a very valid question that you just asked. And I thank God for Pastor Norman King being able to explain that and break that down to you on tonight.
Amen. Thank
you so much. Thank you. Sister Boone, you're quite welcome. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Anyone else? Praise the Lord.
Bless you, folks. I really enjoyed the message on tonight. I thank God for the word coming through this man of God. It's just such a blessing to be on here, to even speak, to even listen to what God is ministering unto us. And I want to encourage the both of you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep on speaking and preaching God's word. Keep on doing whatever it is God has told you both to do. And watch what God will do. Nothing is too hard for our God. Miracle, signs, and wonders are over both of your lives. And I just want to say that I want to encourage you all. Never give up. Keep pressing towards the mark. And that's all I have to say on tonight.
Praise the Lord. Thank you,
thank you so much.
Very much.
We really appreciate it. We really receive that. Amen. Me too. I receive it as well. Listen, I'm still stuck on what you just said, Pastor King, regarding, and it's true, when we have a calling on our lives and if we don't fulfill it, guess what? And I think Sister Gwen for asking that question again. It goes back to this question. And I thank God that you broke it down. And a lot of people really need to know this. Christians, some of them, I think, don't take God serious about their calling. And they think that because God called them to do a certain thing, not necessarily being a pastor or minister, but when God calls us to do something that's going to give him glory in the earth, and if we don't do it, guess what's going to happen? When we stand before God in the day of judgment, he said, we're going to give an account for it. And if you didn't do what God called you to do, woe unto you, shame on you. If you stand before God and he tells you, you know, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you, I gave you an assignment to fulfill on the earth, and you didn't do it. Because you didn't know what people were going to feel, how they were going to feel about you. But I gave you that assignment. I told you what to do, but you didn't do it because you was afraid of what people was going to say or think. So that is so important that the body of Christ needs to know that we are still going to be held accountable to God whether we fulfill our God purpose or not. And I pray and hope that every Christian that's hearing this word on tonight, that just heard this word, and it's personal, I hope and pray that you are fulfilling your God purpose. And some people have one gift. God bless some people with more than one gift or talent. And it's our duty, it's our obligation to know what they are and to fulfill all of them in the earth that God gives the glory. And if not, we're still going to be held accountable in the day of judgment. So, Pastor Norman King, once again, thank God for you. You continue to stay on the wall. You continue to be the man of God that he has called, and not just called, but ordained and appointed for you to be in the earth for such a time as this. So continue to do what God called you to do. And we want you to know that we are continuously praying for you, your family, and your ministry and the works of your hands, that God will continue to be glorified through you and that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We get ready to close out for tonight. And as I always say, continue to pray for one another. The fervent prayers of the righteous still avail as much. Continue to lift up each other in prayer. And we thank you all for the encouraging words from Sister Graham Walker and also from Sister Taylor Dawson. We thank God for you all. Sister Mary Ann King, who's on the line. Even though she didn't say anything, we thank God for you, Sister Mary Ann King, and others that are listening in. We thank God for you. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now once again thanking you for who you are. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your man of God, Pastor Norman King. Continue to bless him. Continue to bless his ministry that you have placed him over. Continue to bless his home, his life, his finances, his wife and family. Continue to bless him, Heavenly Father, as only you can in the name of Jesus. And not only him, but every faithful doer of your word all over the land. Continue to bless and strengthen Sister Tara Dawson, Sister Gwen Walker, Mary Ann King, and all those that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. Now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will move by your spirit on tomorrow through the doors that are going to be opened, whereby your children will think, will gather together on tomorrow, whether in person, in your houses of worship around the world, is going to give you glory, honor, and praise as your word goes forth through your men and women that you have anointed and appointed to teach and preach your word, that you get the glory. And even those that are going to bring your word through social media platforms around the world, continue to bless them. Continue to use them for your glory. is our prayer. And I pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit on tomorrow, and every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name, that souls will be saved, that your word goes forth with power, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and those that are in the body of Christ will be built up and edified and strengthened through your word on tomorrow is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, as I always say, remember and know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Thank you.